Good morning, Wisconsin. Good morning, world. It's a new day, and thank you for kicking it off with us right here at 97.5 FM, 1320 AM, WFHR, locally grown radio. 9:05 on the clock. Got your host, James J. behind the mic. I am joined by our head of news, Melissa K.
Good morning, good morning.
We hope you're having a great one out there, everybody. Thanks so much for joining us. We've been having some fun this morning over on the Sunrise Show at WIRI from 7 to 8. And, of course, the last hour hanging out with all of you here at WFHR.
Oh, yeah.
Got some entertainment to get into. We'll touch on that a little bit later. I want to get into this best thing you can do if somebody hits you, if you're in a car accident or something like that. That one's a little triggering for me. I'm going to be honest with you, Melissa, but it's important, so I want to go push through it and everything.
Yeah.
And, of course, we got some That Ain't Right stories, some good stories of the day, local stuff we'll get to. And we'll let you know how the rest of our schedule for today is looking. Get into all of that. But we kick things off with Elon Musk and Mark Zuckerberg.
Oh, great.
Yeah. This is just kind of perfect, though, all right? I mean, this is one of those ones where I don't actually mind talking about these two. Elon Musk might hit a snag in his attempt to change the name of Twitter to X because Mark Zuckerberg may own the rights to that letter.
X?
Yeah. Quick our quick backstory here for those that haven't been paying attention, and bless you that haven't been. Oh, you are so fortunate. For a little while there, it was thought by some people that Elon Musk and Mark Zuckerberg were going to actually fight. Elon Musk had kind of talked some trash, and Mark Zuckerberg had, through some back channels, talked back to him. And there were some people out there on social media and on their both of their platforms that was saying that this was going to happen, that Dana White was going to be in charge of it or some stuff like that. Not for one half a second did I ever believe that these two would actually get into a ring and fight.
Well, no. Why would they? That's dumb.
I think they should be forced to, because you shouldn't be able to talk. I'm so tight. My whole life I've been dealing with guys barking, talking loud and saying nothing. These guys that just want to bark, 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 and never have to back it up or anything. I love the idea of a couple of billionaires having to back it up and actually have to fight for themselves, because people like this don't fight for themselves. They hire people to do the fighting for them. I love the idea of two guys who I don't believe have ever taken a punch in their life getting in the ring with all this pomp and circumstance, and then it's just a slap fight. It's just two little kids basically slapping each other. Stop it. No, you got my eye. Stop it.
Do you think any of them would actually even like land? I think they'd be too scared to engage.
No, I don't. I think that
Just be like moving around the ring around each other and looking dumb.
Forgive me if I'm mansplaining this, Melissa. I know my audience. I know that you don't know sports inside and out. In a boxing match, if you don't knock the other guy out, judges, you know, take a score of how many punches landed and things like that. In a fight like that, it'd be very easy to score. It'd be, I don't know, maybe one of those slaps landed, I think. can you have ties in boxing? Zuckerberg's Meta has reportedly registered an X logo in connection with, quote, online social networking services and social networking services in the fields of entertainment, gaming, and application development. But for the moment, things are moving forward over an X headquarters in San Francisco. That just sounds wrong. It sounds like we're talking about, can I be honest with the audience here? It sounds like we're talking about crystal meth. Because that's or ecstasy. That's what they called X. They called that feels very wrong to me. Yesterday, workers started removing the word Twitter from the side of the building, but they were stopped temporarily by police because there was confusion over whether or not they had proper authorization. This is how little prep or how little he cares about his employees. He tells you to do something, not did I check and balance everything, did I cross my T's and dot my I's. No, just do it because I had an idea and I think I'm a genius, so you know I must be.
Do you have a building permit to do deconstruction on your property?
Doesn't matter. I'm Elon Musk. Doesn't matter. what I say is genius, so go ahead and do it. Like, I don't have any empathy or feelings towards Mark Zuckerberg, but if we're going to give like any tiny bit of credit, I will say that he at the very least isn't so desperate to be liked. Like, if he is, it certainly is behind the scenes a little bit more. With Eli, he's so lame about this and so sad about this. The guy couldn't get over on with the Twitter audience. So, like every rich person that lives in a bubble, he thinks, I'll buy it. And then, like somebody who, let's say I have a show and nobody wants my show. So what do? You know what? I'm going to co-own or own a network. And that way I'll put my show on there and nobody can cancel me then.
Yeah, the it'll boss. Be number one.
I'm the boss. I can't be canceled that way. That's exactly what he did. Mm-hmm. And it still failed. He could teach a master class on how to not be a billionaire anymore. Like, how to lose money. Richard Pryor could have really used his help in Brewster's Millions getting rid of that money. Because Elon Musk got this down. If you need somebody to help you learn how to kill a business, hire Elon Musk. He'll help you out. He'll help you kill it. You'll be filing bankruptcy by the end of the month. I think this is silly, but I also can't help but eat my popcorn on the sidelines and watch. As this all goes
it's
out.
It's kind of like watching a train wreck. can't look away.
Kind of is.
You know, the other thought I had about this, too, is why are companies wanting to go to just one letter? So I had to look it up. And, of course, it's because of apps, know, to have the one letter name. But does this mean we're going to go down to just 26 companies in the world? In at least, you know, English speaking worlds, because we only have 26 letters in our alphabet. Is a company going to own each one of those letters? Where are we headed with this?
I think that's a really good, it's a very good question. I know that it's easier for companies to sell themselves as being something simple, but I don't feel like, especially once you buy a company, like I don't feel like that's not only a smart business move, it's been proven it's not. We've had businesses try this stuff before, and what do? They usually go back to the old logo. Outside of maybe situations like the, you know, Aunt Jemima or that sort of thing. Usually companies go right back to what they were doing. Ask Coca-Cola about New Coke.
Yeah, rebranding doesn't always work. Sometimes, but not always.
Yeah, I think that it has to be, if it's a rebranding, it has to be a complete over. It goes along with an overhaul of your product.
Mm-hmm. But again, I think it calls attention to the need for us to be careful about monopolies.
Yeah.
Because it's happening in ways that we're not even aware of.
I worry about monopolies on a national, on a world level, certainly. But I my only piggyback to that is I worry much, much more on the rural level monopolies. Those are the ones that don't get talked about, that seem to go under the bar, and they get grandfathered in, or they get, well, it's a small town, we can't have two of this or three of this. Miss me with that. Now, if you are afraid of a competition, then you are not good at business, period. Mm-hmm. Like, we've got enough evidence in this at this point in life in 2023 to see that a business that doesn't have any competition is not living to its full extent, does not evolve, and usually is at a stalemate.
Well, and that's why we need to support local businesses so much, because the big brands and the big names, of course, they can charge less for their products because they're huge. Mm-hmm. But the importance of us having small businesses in rural communities, it's you know, case in point of them losing a grocery store in one small little town. Now residents have to drive an hour to get groceries. That's not okay.
Buy local.
Our little old ladies can't do that.
Yeah. Yeah. Buy local, support local, everybody.
Mm-hmm.
Mm, you smell that, Melissa? That's nostalgia. Oh, nostalgia's in the air.
I didn't know what you were smelling.
I'm smelling nostalgia over here.
okay.
Once again, we're reviving stuff from the 80s that we just don't really need. Like this right here. I hope you can hear this, Melissa.
Alf, these big wireless bills are getting ridiculous. I think it's time we joined Mint Mobile's family plan.
Whoa, whoa, whoa! Hold your horses! I'm not sure I'm ready for that kind of commitment, Eric.
With Mint Mobile's family plan, anyone can join a plan for only $15 a month. Even you and me.
Look, don't take this the wrong way, but there's a family of raccoons down the street that have been wooing me.
That's Alf, everybody. Alf is back.
Oh, good.
Alf is back. Once again...
Alf.
And this time it's coming from Ryan Reynolds, whose creative instincts are usually pretty spot on. Ryan is bringing back Elf for a series of shorts promoting brands like Mint Mobile, Ring, and Hims, brands that he has worked with before. They'll air on this Saturday on Ryan's Maximum Effort channel on Fubo in between episodes of original 80s series. Ryan says the idea came from, quote, irrational love for Elf growing up, which many of us had. Which many, many of us had. It was just good to hear that voice. It was good to hear that.
You know, I knew of Elf, but I never really saw the show at all.
Yeah, it's one of those ones. My sister is like that. My sister vaguely remembers it, but couldn't remember, you know, much about the show or anything like that.
Yeah. Alien life form, Elf.
Yeah, I thought that was pretty interesting. So I wanted to wrap up a little bit of entertainment with this one right here. And this isn't really anything. Well, we got one other thing I want to touch on, but I did want to touch on this one. I just thought it was interesting and funny. Whitney Cummings, one of the better writing and stand-up comedians there is in the game. She's been doing this for a very long time. Very good at what she does. It's National Wine and Cheese Day for those that were joining us on our sister station, Wiz Country 105.5 WIRI. Joins every Monday through Friday, 7 to 8. This is her kind of talking about not so much wine and cheese, but a little bit of that on her Netflix special from 2019, Can I Touch It? This is her kind of incorporating women's lib along with some other things. Here we go.
We have to be patient with women right now. You got to understand, for thousands of years, nobody cared about our feelings. Nobody cared about our opinions. And then like a year ago, everyone was like, what do you think? It's like, I'm sorry, can you just give us 1 second? We were not at all prepared for that question. It's just no one has ever asked us that before. Can you just give us a minute? We were just taking a selfie with dog ears. So just give us 1 second. We're going to regroup and we're going to come right back to you with an answer. Puddle up right now. Some things need to change around here. First of all, the rosé all day shirts have to go. Just for a couple of years till we get out of the woods on this. Namaste in bed. It's not a sophisticated argument. No more sassy shirts for a while.
It's a great, the whole routine is great, but that is one of my favorite parts of it. Since it's a good point, I just thought it was very fitting on National Wine and Cheese Day.
Oh yeah.
We wanted to talk about, as we wrap up our entertainment section here, Hoozles at the Lakes and 105.5 WIRI teaming together one more time for the second annual Hoozles Rise to Music Competition. It's time, everybody. We are days away from this, crowning a second champion. July 27th, 5:30, over at Hoozles at the Lakes at 1497 Alpine Drive in beautiful Rome, Wisconsin. Come on down. We need you to help pick a winner.
That's right, because you get to vote.
It's a one-night, winner-take-all event, Melissa.
Mm-hmm. And you pick the winner along with guest judge
Derek Jones. That's right. Derek Jones going to be down there. We're so excited to have Derek there. We appreciate him joining us for this. Great guy. He's been on the air with us a bunch of times and shows up at these kind of events all the time. The musicians with the most votes at the end of the night will be crowned the second annual Hoozles Rise Music Champion. Let's tell them what they are going to get, Melissa.
They are going to get radio time.
Yeah, $1,000, studio recording time, and a year paid residency at Hoozles at the Lakes.
Awesome.
To me, that is the sweetest part of this gig, man.
Guaranteed work for a year.
Yeah. Whoop. The runner-up going to receive $250 and radio interviews right here on our radio stations and all of our civic media stuff. Lastly, the third runner-up will also receive $100 as well as radio time.
And they all get to sing at the ballpark.
Yeah, they're all going to be doing the national anthem at the Rafters ball game coming up. That's going to be pretty cool, too. This year's competition is proudly sponsored by Ho-Chunk Gaming Nakusa, Nakusa Port Edward State Bank, Rome Outdoors, and our sister station, WIRI 105.5, Wiz Country. We encourage you to head on down, check this out. We're going to get as many of us down there as we can. It's going to be a really, really fun event. We're looking forward to also setting up these interviews and having these guests join us later on when it works with their schedule, our winners.
Yeah.
So to me, the event, it lasts longer than just Thursday.
That's correct.
It extends the event, you know, and I think that's kind of fun. Mm-hmm. I think that's cool. Of course, we want to send a shout out to our former colleague, Steph Schmidt. Steph doing great things out there. We appreciate you, Steph, continuing to do the great work that you did on this project. Know how much it meant to you. Great work. And a big thank you, of course, to our friends at Hoozles. Appreciate them being a part of this as well.
So head on down there. 5:30 on Thursday is when they start. So you probably want to get there early.
Yeah. You can find out more by going to hoozlesatthelakes.com. We'll take a break. We'll come back. More fun in store on the morning show at WFHR, where we are locally grown radio. Welcome back, everybody. Morning show here at WFHR. Locally grown radio. We hope you're having a good one out there. Melissa and James here with you. I'm trying to think if this is St. Elmo's Fire or not. Yeah, I think it is. Losing my 80s card more every day, Melissa. The farther I get away from it, the more I'm not sure. Let's dive into this one, and we'll shake this off a little bit. But at this point, we whip out our phones to record everything, so don't freeze up in one moment where taking a video actually makes sense. If someone hits your car, that's where we're going here, with the smartest thing to do after someone hits your car. If someone does, whether it's when you're driving or you're parked, one of the smartest things you can do is to take a video of what happens next.
Yes.
If you get your interaction with the other driver on video, it can help a lot as you're dealing with insurance companies in the future or with the police.
Yeah.
It is illegal to record video it is legal to record video as long as you're in a public place.
Okay, because that was going to be my question.
Even if the other person doesn't want you to. If you're on the side of the road or on the highways where these kind of things do tend to happen, you are legally allowed to do that. I do think it gets a little more dicey if you are you work at a place that you park in a lot or something. Mm-hmm. It might get a little more dicey there. I'm not sure. You might want to do a little homework on that one.
Or find out if there's security cameras.
That's what. Exactly where you and I, Melissa, we're on the same page. That's exactly what I was thinking. You might not even have to worry about it then. And let's be honest, there are cameras everywhere nowadays.
True, but if you have it in your hand, you're going to also catch audio, which is something security cameras don't gather.
Plus, knowing you're on video will probably stop you from talking too much. There's no point in arguing who's at fault at the scene. The insurance companies, lawyers, and police will handle that later.
Right.
I think that's a great point just to keep in mind in general as well. We want so badly to point blame, even if it's at ourselves sometimes, in an accident.
Yeah, and take responsibility.
Sure. I think that's great. That's a good thing. But you don't need to be going to fall on any swords or anything like that right at the gate. Now, if it's your fault, that's going to come out. You know,
right.
As much as if it isn't your fault, that's going to come out.
I think it's smart to, like you said, flip on the video and then, you know, don't incriminate yourself.
I don't, you know, if we can ask this of police, I don't see any problem with asking it of ourselves.
Yeah.
I'm not saying that you have to walk around 24/7 with a video camera. God, no. We don't need to see that.
Well, there are people that do that, you know, with their self-blogs or their TikToks or Instagrams or whatever.
And
we get enough of that.
To each one of them, I say, I don't need to see you tying your shoes. Enough already. Enough.
Or what you ate for lunch.
Yeah, I don't know. I don't, this whole world I don't understand. But I do I do like this idea. I do think that this is one of those times where we can really take advantage of all of us walking around with, you know, video cameras and everything.
Right. Well, because an accident, when this emotions are high, you know, your adrenaline's going, you just were in an accident. It's hard to remember sometimes, too, what happened later. Because of the emotions and the adrenaline that your body is experiencing. So having it on video, I think that's a great recommendation.
I think, you know, also as hard as it is, maybe the most difficult part in all of this, giving each other some grace.
Oh, yeah.
You know, we need to find more opportunities to do that in life. And I understand that you're doing your thing. You're obeying the laws. You're doing everything right. And you still get in an accident. How frustrating and angering that can be. you have no idea how much trauma you can inflict on somebody the way you handle that situation. You don't want them to get into another accident, right? You don't want them to hurt somebody else. Mm-hmm. Have a little grace. It's gonna only do you well. You beating up that other person metaphorically is not gonna help anything.
It's not gonna change what happened.
We already talked about this before. 9 out of 10 people, the worst enemy they know is in their own head. You're not going to say or do anything. That's like to me, trying to motivate me through threatening me or scaring me, I'll laugh at you. That doesn't do anything for me. You are never going to be able to come up with anything that is more difficult than what's in my own head. Trust me, anything you're about to say, I've said it much more with a lot more fancy, bigger words. and by bigger, I mean swear words than you are going to say to me.
More vitriol against yourself than can be thrown at you.
Yeah. There ain't a person in human history that's ever going to be able to say something to me that I have not already thought of or I haven't come up with much worse in my own head. I don't think that's motivating any, and I don't know that we have the science that proves that is not motivating.
No, and it's not going to help the situation at all.
No, especially something like this where the damage is done, literally. Mm-hmm. Like, you know, now it's about, okay, where do we go from here? Everybody okay? Because that's the first thing that should be checked. Not it's your fault. Hey, are you okay? That especially if you're recording video of this, that's going to go a lot farther than officer. It was him. It was him, officer. It wasn't me. It was him. Like that. Don't get. First of all, officers. Nobody likes that. The same way as parents don't like that. Like we don't like tattletaling anymore either. That is an adult or as a child. So
ain't gonna go well. Anywhere. And the only thing that I would then also throw out there is. You do also have to call the cops. You know, if you can get your vehicle off the road, do that.
Oh, yeah.
And then make sure that you call either the non-emergency or emergency, depending on the severity of the situation. And then maybe turn your video camera on.
Yeah. I've wondered this since the days of watching the original CSI show. I used to watch that the first season or two I watched. And I would get done with like an episode and just sit back and like, why does anybody try to get away with anything? Why in this day and age where they can pull a fingerprint off a beer bottle that you had like 3 months ago that you left on the side of the road or something like that and catch you in something? Or there is a billion video cameras recording everything. Like I don't even know if I feel comfortable, like if I still have rented videos, not returning a video at rewinding it. Like I'd be like, I'm a little worried about that. I better rewind that video. I don't know. You get away with anything anymore. And you might end up in Melissa's news if you do get caught. I mean, so we're going to go right to that right now.
Yeah, it's possible.
It's a bad segue. But that's all I had. Get to Melissa's news now on the morning show here at WFHR, locally grown radio. I
swear. Nope. Nope.
Oh, nope. Come on. I like that song. It's one of my favorites from high school.
Do you want to sing it? Because I'm sorry. I can't go back.
I swear from the shadow that's by your side, I'll be there.
Nice
or
job.
Better or what? I could keep going.
I love Melissa singing, everybody. So I was going to let her keep going. Nicely. I put you on the spot there and you nailed it. Nice work. We got to talk about an old one here. I don't know if this is just being brought back up or not, but this has been going on for a long time. The legendary Quaker Oats cereal, Captain Crunch, is now 60 years old.
Wow. And still tearing up roofs of mouths.
Yes. For 60 years, the roofs of our mouths have never truly been able to heal completely because of Captain Crunch, and we love it. And to put that in context, Captain Crunch was in the U.S. before the Beatles.
Wow. Captain Crunch is older than the Beatles.
That's pretty interesting. The mascot, Captain Horatio Magledon Crunch, has really earned the white in his mustache. And now, for the first time ever, he's also earned an actual captain's uniform.
Really?
If you didn't know, Captain Crunch's uniform has always been wrong. The golden stripes on his sleeve are below his rank. I remember my grandfather and my papa telling me this as a little kid eating Captain Crunch. An American naval captain wears 4 gold bars on his sleeves, but Captain Crunch has always had fewer, initially wearing only 1 bar and ensign, and then 2 bars, lieutenant, and then 3 bars, I believe, commander. For the 60th anniversary, they've finally given him 4 bars.
Wow.
There's an updated image on social media with the captain. The internet has spoken and we listened, introducing the new look and my fourth stripe era.
My fourth stripe.
I think that they waited on this for the right amount of time. Why not do it now, and help pull out, promote your 60th year? And
yeah,
I think they need to include that whole Beatles thing. I think they should include things like that. It really brings the perspective to it.
Mm-hmm. But it's good to also get it right, finally.
Yeah, I think that we... The outrage joy that people get, like one of the things that always is funny to me, Melissa, especially I run into this with ethnicities and stuff. When I see somebody losing their mind over something that involves Jewish people and they're not Jewish, and I'm not even as bent out of shape as they are, it's kind of like you can tell, like, certain people have not had to pick and choose their battles wisely in life. Like, there's certain people that come from privilege. Maybe they realize it. Maybe they don't. And they see these things happening in society and they want to jump on it. And they want to be a part of it. And more power to you to a degree. But
as long as it's for the benefit of the people you're speaking out of for.
Yeah.
As opposed to attention.
I don't know, and I'm not telling people how to feel here, but if you're getting more bent out of shape than the people that are actually being affected, is it about the cause or is it about you?
Exactly.
Is it about you wanting to get your name out there? Like, I think this when I hear people that can't wait to compare themselves to, like, the plight of ethnic people in the 50s and 60s or something like that. And like, well, wait a minute. Like, I'm all for comparisons.
These are apples and oranges. They are not the same.
Yeah, yeah. There's a big difference of those things.
No. I would compare this to something like being able to spot an inconsistency in a movie. Like, there's a scene that has a bowl on the table, and then they cut away, and when they cut back, the bowl is gone.
Yeah.
Kind of thing. Or, they get the title of something wrong, or, small inconsistencies. This one's a little bigger, I suppose, but he is a cartoon character.
Yeah. And while I think that any opportunity to show respect to our soldiers and our units of military is important, my grandfather is the most serious human being I've ever known in my life. He took especially something that involved the military. This is a former Marine. He took everything serious in life. This whole thing with the Captain Crunch, he would laugh at. Make fun of that and stuff and just tease me and tease the box and all that. I don't think he ever took it seriously. And that's the most serious human being I've ever known. Not to say that his feelings are verbatim or canon or something like that. But just for me, I think that you have to pick and choose your battles smartly. You have to choose them wisely in life. This is not one that we've seen people get too bent out of shape about. But boy, great opportunity to not only promote yourself in the 60th anniversary, but also get things right.
Correctly update your logo.
Right. Yeah. Yeah. Well said. Yes. Interesting little side note. The character was created in 1963 by TV producer Alan Burns, who worked on Rocky and Bullwinkle and co-created The Munsters and The Mary Tyler Moore Show.
Cool.
That's kind of interesting. I wouldn't have known that. I think that's pretty cool. Mm-hmm. One more little bit of fast food stuff for you here. If you go to places for coffee, and if your go-to place for coffee is Wendy's, first of all, congratulations. It's a very different choice. And and some big news is coming. Wendy's just launched a new iced coffee line called Frosty Cream Cold Brew. It comes in three flavors, vanilla, chocolate, and caramel. They're adding them for summer, but say they'll be a permanent part of their menu now.
Really? Does that mean they're going to have a caramel frosty?
Well, there's a catch. All of the best flavors come from syrups, but they're also frosty flavored. They say each one contains creamer made from their classic Frosties. Wendy's already had a similar iced coffee drink called Frosty Chino and if that's your favorite, take a breath because that one's being discontinued. That's the one I thought you were talking about, Melissa, the Frosty Chino.
No, I meant the actual Frosties.
Gotcha.
Like the ice cream.
Yeah, that's not going anywhere, it looks like.
I wonder if now they'll have a caramel Frosty.
Right, yeah, that was a good question. Yeah, I it took me a second to kind of get that. Okay, I see. Okay. The new Frosty Crew Cream Cold Brews. Come on, man, it ain't even 10 o'clock. I gotta say this.
Frosty Cream Cold Brews. It's hard.
Wendy's claims they're better because the flavors are more balanced. balanced, and because they add the ice last instead of first, which apparently, you know, which can matter. That does matter. If you've made these kind of things at home and stuff, you know that.
Right. Yeah, cold brew.
They've got a deal through their app where you can get one for 99 cents now through August 6th.
Cool.
Yeah, I'd try that. That sounds like all right.
And that's actually a really good amount of time to be able to take it, you know, to get in on that. You do have to download the app, but I mean, big whoop. We got apps for everything now.
You know, and I don't know about anybody else, but I download and delete these things, you know, right out the gate. Like, you know, and I'll re-download them and, you know, add them again. I do it with DoorDash and a billion other ones of those things. I don't, you know, there's very few of them that I keep constantly 24/7 on my phone, like the CivicMedia.us app. Oh, boy, that one. Let me tell you, people.
It is a good app.
Good app. It really is. It's nice to be able to talk about that in a very genuine way. I don't put on my salesman voice or anything like that. It's a great app, everybody. We encourage you to download it. Wherever you get your apps, go ahead and download the Civic Media app. You'll be able to stream all of our shows, be able to download them and get our podcasts if you miss anything. And there's a very cool feature on there, Melissa.
Yeah, you can one-button dial us, and there's also another thing you can do is choose your favorite station.
Yeah.
So if you choose us as your favorite station, as soon as you open the app, it bounces right to us. Super easy.
Very well done, Melissa. I just throw that at you, and that's what I was going for, and you knew exactly where to go with it. I love improvising with you so much. Well done. Yep, get that app, everybody. CivicMedia.us. Be sure to stream our shows. We greatly appreciate that. Stream us 24/7. We don't even care if you're listening. Just have us on in the background. I'm joking. I do encourage you to stream us 24/7 whenever you get
the chance. Yeah, and call up anytime. Yeah. Let us know if you've tried this Frosty Cream brew. Mm-hmm. And like James said, if you download the Wendy's app now till, what was it, August 6th, you can get one for 99 cents.
Yeah, go for it.
It's a good deal.
We'll take a break. We're going to come back with some That Ain't Right stories, some local good stories of the day, and fun. It's all coming up for you on the morning show here at WFHR, where we are locally grown radio. Welcome back, everybody. Morning show here at WFHR, locally grown radio.
You'll say got nothing in common. You're coming round
Stardom.
And we're falling apart.
I love this song.
Oh, I love hearing you sing the Melissa. I'm going to start making sure our bumpers are all songs you know. Got a couple of That Ain't Right stories to get to before we wrap up the show. We'll get to some local good stuff to palate cleanse us, of course. Do you know a 20-something who isn't working and is just hanging out at home, doing odd jobs and errands and mooching off their parents? Well, maybe they are employed as a full-time child. In China, the job market isn't great. In fact, jobs are so scarce that young people are being forced out of labor market, and there's a new trend of them working for their parents as full-time children.
Yeah, I saw this headline, but I didn't get a chance to read it.
It's in a fascinating article and an interesting thing that's going on over there. So usually, you know, not that different there than here in most parts of the world. You turn 15, 16, if you're like me, 12, and you start working. You know, you get a job. Maybe for a lot of people in rural communities, it's paper routes. I know for me, when I moved out here, we had a job every season. In the winter, we shoveled driveways. In the summer, we, you know, mowed. In the fall, we raked leaves. There was always a way to
babysitting.
There was always a way to make 10, 15 bucks. There was always a way to do something like that. But those jobs are you know, the stuff that kind of builds you up to being able to get that first part-time gig I mentioned earlier. I worked at my first real official job was working for my Aunt Nay in her hair salon sweeping up hair. But otherwise, I worked when I worked came out here at Deja Vu Video, things like that. Well, now in China, there are not enough jobs, and the workforce is so the way it is because of the child thing that they had going on there for a while, where you could, you know, you can only have one child. Well, that messed up the generations. So you've got two different problems simultaneously going on, and one of them has been going on for almost 20 years. You've got people who are ready to retire, who have been ready to retire for like 5-10 years, who can't because there's nobody to take over for them.
That's right. And their population just fell. You know, in the last year, 850,000 people
Yeah.
From the previous year.
So you got people in their 20s, 30s doing like part-time jobs that you would have done in your at 15, 16, you know, that kind mm-hmm. of thing. So then where do the 15, 16-year-olds go? They stay at home and they work for mom and dad.
Mm-hmm.
The parents pay that a little more than $1,000 a month, which is about this average salary in China. And in exchange for kids spend the kids spend time with their parents, driving them to various stores, doing housework, cooking, and just generally being on hand for anything that's needed. It's become such a thing that the hashtag quote or the hashtag full time daughter, hashtag full time son have been trending on Chinese social media platforms. Obviously, in some cases, the young adults are basically being forced into it. But for some families, it's been a mutually beneficial arrangement with both sides being happier than before.
Hmm.
So wow. It's not a specific that ain't right story to me. It's just a that ain't right like kind of situation going on there. Like, that's not how this is supposed to work. And I don't like the idea of telling another country, you know, how to handle themselves and, you know, all the different cultural things you get into with that. It's very gray area. But I don't think that even China had this in mind when they were trying to, you know, design things and over micromanage every little bit of their society, their people in their society.
Well, this is a great example of what can happen when you have an authoritative government who says you will do this and you will not do this. And now they have, you know, their fertility rate fell and they can't, people can't afford to have children because it's too expensive. Mm-hmm. But now they have a crisis because they don't have people to do the jobs.
I do this too. So I'm not at all I'm pointing the finger with three more right back at me. Times like this, where I know it is very quick and easy for us to pick on our government, even on people that you voted for and rip on them and all that. But every once in a while, it's not a bad idea to have a little perspective and mm-hmm. be very thankful that at the very least we have what we have. There's a lot of issues. There's a lot of troubles with our country, with our government and all of that. But man, it could be a lot worse.
Yes, but if we're not careful, it could get a lot worse.
Right.
Because we need to stay involved. We need to keep electing people into office who want to work for the people, not work for themselves.
You could make the argument part of the issue and part of the reason we got into this situation is because we had our heads in the sand for too long. So mm-hmm. It's a strong point, Melissa. Getting to this one, our feature, that ain't right story. Boy, this is a feature. A guy in California recently went to Vancouver for a few months to spend time with his family. He's on a one-year lease and kept paying rent. He just locked up and left town. When he got back, a bunch of his stuff was missing, including his PlayStation, his computer, and a gun that he owned. So he filed a police report. But it turned out that he hadn't had anybody break in. His place had been rented out as an Airbnb by his landlord.
That ain't right.
Yeah. He told the landlord he'd be out of town, and they realized they could make a little extra cash by renting the place out without letting him know and without telling him. Now they're trying to claim that they did nothing wrong, and they're refusing to pay for stuff that got stolen.
That's wrong. I hope he wins so big over this.
The guy posted about it on a Reddit group where lawyers give out free legal advice, and they're telling him to sue. They say his landlord violated his, quote, reasonable expectations of privacy, so he could get a lot more than what his old PlayStation was worth. You're gonna need a jury of 12 landlords, and even then, I don't know if you're not going to win this case if they don't settle out of court.
Right. Because you have to, as a landlord, you have to give your tenant, you know, and I'm sure it varies state by state, but you have to give them a certain amount of time before you're allowed to enter the property. They didn't give him notice at all.
I grew up with these type of landlords, scum lords, we called them, and they still exist. They're just a little bit more sneaky about the way that they do things. And oftentimes, you know, this story is horrible. I keep thinking about how many times this kind of thing happens. We don't hear about it or say that nothing had been stolen. And he didn't even know that people were, you know, renting out his room and everything. You know, the day of the scum lord, they're fading more and more. That's dying more and more, and people that do run their businesses that way are getting you know, sized out of the industry. We've seen it with real estate. You can look around your local town and you know, used to see this one place advertised all the time, and now you notice, oh, I don't see that Realty sign as much anymore. That's because that person burned bridges. That person did not do their job, did not do right by their clients. It's very similar with renting and landlording and hotel, and whether we're talking an apartment or a studio apartment or any kind of place, renting a house.
Yeah, there is definitely some of that, but it does still exist, like you said. And the landlords really screwed themselves over with this one, though, because the thing you want the most as a landlord is a tenant that doesn't cause you any problems. Mm-hmm. So this tenant was paying his rent, paying his bills, and they had zero problems with his property. Zero.
Yeah.
Zero. They may have wanted to just set up with him, okay, well, if you're not going to be at the property and you don't have anybody checking in on it for you, we're going to want to go in there, you know, once a month and just make sure that there's no water leaks or, you know, that things are okay. But they would have just been raking in the money with that.
Yeah.
And they looked to double it.
That ain't dumb. Right. Yeah, yeah. And now they're probably going to even lose.
They're going to lose. Yeah, yeah.
Yep. They need a palate cleanser. Let's take a look at what's coming up on our schedule today. No Rafter baseball. The boys this summer have the day off until Thursday when they're back in action in Wausau to take on the Wausau Woodchucks. 6:20 pregame. 6:20 pregame for Friday when we're back at home at Winter Field. That's going to be a good one, too.
But the All-Star Game is happening today, isn't
it? Yeah, yeah. I got the All-Star Game in Traverse City going on today. I believe that you can catch that on ESPN Plus. Encourage you to check that out and cheer on our Rafters and all the Northwoods League players.
Yeah.
Midday Magazine is back today, and boy, we got a great one to kick things off. Join us from 3 to 4 every Tuesday through Friday. And our first one today, our 76th Allison Dairyland, Ashley Hangnow is going to join us.
Oh, good.
Ashley's going to join us for the first time as Allison Dairyland. We are talking a little ice cream, as July is National Ice Cream Month. So we have to talk ice cream. And look, everybody, you know how I do interviews. I ask the hardball questions. I ask the difficult things. We're gonna get into it.
I bet you ask her what her favorite flavor is.
I'm willing to do that. I have no problem asking those kind
really
of hardball questions.
You really stick your neck
questions.
Out there, James.
Thank you, Melissa. It's nice to be noticed. Okay. It's nice. Amy Scheid, our good friend Amy, is going to join us from the Family Center in part two. We'll talk about their Touch a Truck event and other great things going on with our Wisconsin Rapids Family Center. A good morning to them.
Yeah, that's coming up this Saturday.
Going on today, you can check out Robinson Park. Some great music at Robinson Park as our Wisconsin Rapids City Band is performing. 7:30, they'll be at the band shell.
Yeah, this is the second to last one, I believe.
Yeah, it is. Yeah, get on down there, enjoy, and bring the whole family. Enjoy some evening of fun, music, ice cream.
You can cool off with some ice cream.
yeah. There's a play area for the kids and everything. Go check that out. Our good friends at the Wisconsin Rapids Municipal Zoo at 1911 Gaynor Avenue, right just a couple blocks from us. I'm waving hi to the lemurs right now. They never wave back. I don't know why they don't wave back.
Well, you know, their eyesight isn't great, James.
Yeah. Go ahead and stop by there today at 11 or 1 or at 3:30 and enjoy Animal Quest. Animal Quest brings the wonders and wows of the animal kingdom to people of all ages. Bring to light the beauty and truth in the creatures of the wild. See and touch animals you didn't even know existed. Go ahead and check that out and support our local zoo, everybody. They do such great work over there. Every time you go to the zoo, you get a chance. Thank the gang over there. Tell them to keep up the great work and promote our zoo. Let other people know about this great zoo, this great thing we have in our town.
Yeah.
I can go over there and say hi to those lemurs. I got to have a couple words with them.
Kangaroo. Don't forget to visit the kangaroos.
I cannot wait to see the kangaroo. I did want to mention real quick, and we'll talk more about this a little bit later with Amy, but save the date. The Touch a Truck event, like Melissa said, coming up this Saturday, July 29th from 11 to 3 over at the Grand Rapids Lions Club. Vehicles on display, going to be food, kids games, and more. Free admission. Come on down and have a good time.
That's one of their biggest fundraisers, so try to make it down if you can.
And the American Heroes Cafe of Central Wisconsin will be opening their doors tomorrow from 7:30 to 9:30 at the Wisconsin Rapids Elk Lodge, number 693 at 430 West Jackson Street in Wisconsin Rapids. All veterans, military, police, and firefighters are welcome. A big thank you to everybody that provides refreshments for that. Enjoy yourselves, everybody. And a big thank you again to our friends at the Elks Lodge hosting that.
Yeah, have a great breakfast.
And I wanted to wrap up with this one, Melissa. A woman has 15 influential men in her life walk her down the aisle for her wedding.
15? Yeah. Wow. That's a procession.
A police officer who grew up with an abusive father that was arrested when she was a teenager had 15 influential men in her life walk her down the aisle during her wedding. Newlywed Ivy Jacobson even had the officer who arrested her violent father escort her to the altar.
Wow.
Listen as they all give away the bride.
So I ask, who gives this woman to be married to this man?
We do.
That's beautiful. That hits my heart, man. That is just a beautiful story. That's pretty cool. Melissa, thank you for a great show.
Yeah, you too, James.
You guys have a great day. Meet us back here tomorrow for more Mornings at WFHR.